This is the Action Movie Guys Podcast, bringing you action movie reviews from across the decades, plus box office numbers and insight like never before. And now, your hosts of the Action Movie Guys Podcast, Alex and Nate.
What's up, everyone, and welcome to this very special Black Widow review. I'm your host, Nate.
Co-host Alex Figueroa.
And we're going to be doing a, you guys know us, we're the Action Movie Guys. We have a podcast, right? We normally break down these movies into categories, and we tell you about the action scenes, and we tell you about the lead character in the. And we're going to still do that, but we're not going to use that format. This is going to be a little bit more free-form review from myself and Alex. Literally, as of recording this, just got home from the theater. Alex watched it, finished it like an hour before me or so, 2 hours. So
yeah,
finished it a little bit earlier, but we're fresh. It's a Friday night. And we thought, hey, why don't we do a review? Now, one thing I do want to let you know, we will be doing spoilers, but we will try to avoid, you know, any major like extreme plot point. Yeah. We're not going to tell you that, but we will be talking freely. So if you haven't seen the movie and you don't want to know anything about it, come back and watch this review after. If you're cool with knowing some plot details without, you know, knowing the very end or anything, then stay and watch and hear our thoughts on it. So this is going to be interesting because we have two very different people that are reviewing this, right? You have me, Nate. I am an MCU fan. I enjoy the films. Alex, not as much. Not the MCU, you know, fanboy that a lot of other people are. Is that a fair statement?
That is a fair statement. And it sucks because I'm wearing a Flash shirt on a Marvel review.
That's okay, because I have a Marvel shirt and a Batman. Batman picture, so we're the opposite.
Actually, that's pretty cool. But before we get started, guys, please support the channel by subscribing to the channel. Hit the like button if you enjoyed this review, and then hit those notification bells because there's going to be a lot of reviews dropping on this brand new channel. But let's get right into this movie review.
Yeah. So we got the MCU guy. We got the non-MCU guy. I saw it in the theater in an extreme IMAX. Alex watched it at home. So you're going to get the whole picture of this film. I'm interested to hear what you have to say as the non-MCU guy.
Yeah.
You know, what did you think? I mean, I guess we'll just kind of talk it out, you know, free form, pros, cons, however you want to do it.
Yeah, I'm going to do pros and cons because that's the way I'm leading towards a lot of my solo movie reviews are pros and cons. Yeah. So with the pros and cons here, I'm going to go with the pros. Let's start with the pros because that's everyone wants to know the good stuff, right? There's a lot of good pros in this movie. One, I love the spy. It felt very Bourne, James Bond, Mission Impossible, MCU style of movie, right? When you were watching it. I liked that. I thought it was really good. I thought the sister, to me, was the strongest character. I don't know her name, so please bear with me. I don't know.
So the actress is Florence Pugh, who I'm going to talk about it when it's my turn. And the character's name, Yelena. That's her name. The sister's name, Yelena.
Okay. Yeah. I felt like she was the strongest character in the cast for me. I was more engaged with her. And to be honest with you, I'm really interested to see her more in the MCU. For someone like me that's not a big MCU person, I'm really looking forward to her. Yeah. I was never into the Black Widow. I never thought Scarlett Johansson, to me, was a good Black Widow. I thought someone else could have played the role, but she made it her own. And I don't want people to go crazy on me. She made it her own, and I enjoyed it. I thought it was good. She was really good. And one thing I will say is
Rachel Weisz.
She should have been Black Widow because she looked just like Black Widow from the she looked like from the comic book. Someone put a photo of her and the comic book together with the red hair, and they look identical. I was like, holy crap. Yeah. But now Scarlett Johansson is the face of Black Widow, so I'm not going to take that away from her. But again, this movie was very good. The action sequences were amazing in this movie. Very good. They listened to my cues when I said do not put the cameras up the nose. It looked pretty good. Very quick cut. Very quick cuts from here to there in the fighting sequences. It was not like a long thrown out, but it's okay. Right. Typical new modern style of action sequences. The driving sequences, very Mission Impossible, Bourne, I gotta say. Those are the vibes I got from when they got behind the motorcycle and the BMW SUV. Now, the bad guy, I will talk about that a little later because I know you want to get into the pros. So, again, buddy, what you got?
Okay, so, absolutely agree. You know, when I was watching it, the funny thing is I know you're a big Bond fan. And when I was watching it, I was thinking, I feel like this reminds me of a Bond-esque movie, like storyline. Really, you know what I mean? Like this group of, as far as the villains go, this person who's in charge of this group of assassins, essentially, who are all women and they're like mind controlled and he's trying to take over the world. Well, not trying, like, is has a lot of influence over world leaders. And I'm like, this is very he's a very Bond-esque villain, which I'm cool with. And I'm thinking more like modern-ish Bonds, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's funny because they're watching Bond in one of the scenes. They're watching Moonraker in when she's in her trailer. Yeah. I don't think that was an accident. And no. I'll go out on a limb and say that was very intentional. So also I agree with you as far as I got a lot of Bourne vibes when she was fighting with her sister. Like that whole scene in the apartment, I was like, oh, this is like the Bourne supremacy. A lot. It reminded me of that fighting scene. The Paul Greengrass style of action shooting. I agree. I think it was a little, it wasn't shaky cam per se, but it was quick cuts. That's okay. It did look mostly good. It hit hard. The stunt people did a good job. I agree. I think the action scenes were solid. You know, one thing I like is that they're regular people. So, you know, there are, you know, like the dad, for example, has like the super soldier serum, but he doesn't do too much crazy stuff. You know what I mean? Yeah. He's just like a stronger guy, basically. But I did see this in IMAX, and these action scenes were filmed with IMAX cameras, and they looked incredible. I will tell you right now, if you're going to see it in the theater and you have an IMAX near you, I would suggest it. They looked fantastic. All right. Now, as far as the characters, I've always liked Scarlett Johansson as Black Widow. I agree. I think Rachel Weisz if this was 15 years ago, Rachel Weisz would have been an amazing choice. I think another more like modern actress that would have been a great choice would have been like Emily Blunt. And I think she was up for the role and she ended up not taking it.
Yeah,
but she would be great. I do like Scarlett Johansson. She's fine. I agree, though. Florence Pugh, I won't say she steals the movie, but I will say she comes off very strong, and I am also very interested to see what they do with her character. I liked their dynamic. It was funny. You know, the movie was a lot funnier than I thought it was going to be. There was a lot of humor and good humor. You know, it wasn't overly corny. It was solid. Like, I laughed. I had legitimate laugh. The dad, David Harbour, is hilarious. I think he got a lot of the laughs from me. I liked his character a lot. So I thought all the characters were good. I thought the action was solid. And I liked the storyline. You know, it's a nice, good, easy to follow spy storyline with a couple of twisty turnies. Nothing crazy, but a couple little twists and turns here and there. So yeah, for my pros, you know, like I did like a majority of the film. I also have a couple of negatives, but not too many, but I'll let you go ahead.
Yeah, so let's get into some cons here. Yeah. My con is it's already a little too late for me for a Black Widow for me to care. And I said this, and me and you talked about this, and I remember even talking about this when we used to have the other live shows. We always said it, Black Widow should have got this in phase two or phase three before she croaked. I mean, we all know she died in Endgame. So like for me, when I started watching this movie, like I didn't care. You know, because we already know she died. So, like, a lot of the, like, I was just like, it would have, I think if this movie came out first, I think I would have been more attached to Black Widow and the storyline of the MCU. So, like, me knowing that she passed, for me, this is just technically it is a comic book, right? It's a comic book movie. So, I mean, if from that aspect, it was entertaining. One thing I will say, though, if this was her first movie, this would have kicked off a 3-movie franchise. I enjoyed the movie. Like, I liked it. But again, everyone knows I love my Bond movies and everything. So, like, this was a character that I would have loved to see 3 movies of.
Yeah.
And we're getting one, you know, unless they do bring her back. But then it's going to be like money grab, right? Because you're going to be like, oh, she is dead. But why are we going to keep making more Natasha Romanoff movies?
Yeah.
But if they bring it with the new Black Widow, if they make her into a modern new Black Widow, then I'm sold. I think the success of this movie will spawn into a new franchise with her sister taking the helm. Which is rightfully so. Now, my cons, that one, that was my number one. Number two, I felt there was a lot of dull moments in this movie. I felt like I was just like, my brain started to vary off. I don't know if you agree with me, but I just started to go, oh boy, here we go. But it happens in a lot of spy movies, though. I'm not saying it because it's a Marvel movie. It happens to me in a lot of, especially old 007 movies. I start to, I'm like, oh my God, like, where are we going to go? Dull moments. I don't want to spoil a lot of stuff. Slow at times. There's sometimes that is some slow parts. Taskmaster. That's not it. They showed her in the, they showed the person in the trailer. The reveal, okay, was a little weird for me, okay? Because I felt like we got this with the Ant-Man and Wasp. And I was like, been there, done that. But why? I don't know. I don't see. I played the video game And I in the video game, I don't remember it being what it's we got not. In the movie, right?
Yeah, they definitely changed.
Okay, so I'm not going crazy. Okay, no. Good. Because I was like, wait a minute. I played the video game Avengers, and my man is not what we got in this movie.
Right.
So I was a little weird with it, and I'm not saying nothing wrong with it. I just feel like, again, this is an agenda into a movie that's a female. I feel like everything has to be female. Makes no sense to me. I don't know. Maybe you could clarify for me, because, again, I don't want to come out all like being I'm not. I just felt like this is weird because Ant-Man and Wasp was the same thing. They introduced Wasp, and then the bad guy Ghost, or whatever the person's name is a female, which I'm like, okay, like, cool. That one worked. This one, my man Taskmaster looked like the Hunter from Destiny, bro.
Yeah, right? I did like the costume. I thought
I liked
it was cool,
the costume, but he looked like Destiny after he's whipped out the gun. Other than that, and I felt like the ending felt rushed. It felt very rushed. It felt very, what was the Marvel movie that felt rushed? Like, what was the one with Captain America that had to put the thing and he was fighting? Was it Winter Soldier? That ending felt kind of cool. Not that one. It's one of them that felt like quick.
The first one, probably.
It could be the first one. Like, everything
on the jet?
Yes.
Yeah, it's the first one.
Yeah, it felt rushed.
Yeah.
This one felt rushed. It was like, man, if you could have did this in 2 seconds, it was just like, oh, we all got together. All right, let's do this. And all of a sudden, everything came crumbling down. And I'm like, oh, okay, Marvel movie. Makes sense, I guess. Felt kind of rushed for me. But again, it doesn't take away my score. I enjoyed it for what it was. I wish it was a little longer. Then it would have flushed out those scenes. Maybe just me. But yeah, I'm not going to reveal much of the ending because I think that's more people should watch it
For
themselves. But what do you think of the con? What cons do you have?
The one that I will agree with you on 100% is the timing of this movie couldn't be worse. It couldn't be worse because this is essentially now the Tokyo Drift of the MCU. You know what I mean? In that Tokyo Drift, you know, it came out third, but in the storyline, it's actually like way later, part 7. Mm-hmm. You know, it doesn't fit. It's not in chronological order at all. And, you know, you could say, well, Captain America, you know, that was like the fourth movie, but it takes place, or fifth movie, and it takes place way before the other ones. Yes, but that's an origin story. We already know Black Widow. We've already seen her in like 7 movies. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I think that the timing was weird. Now, is the movie, does it hurt the film? I would say a little bit, because you ultimately know where her character ends up. And so what happens with that is it does take a little bit of the suspense out. Like, did I ever think for 1 second she was going to die? No, because I know when she dies. I saw it 3 years ago in another movie, or 2 years ago, whatever. You know what I mean? Like, So it does take out that, because when you're watching these movies, the good ones at least, there's always a threat that they can die, right? Like the bad guy can win. Even if you know it's not going to happen. You go into a Man of Steel movie, right? Man of Steel, I'm just using that for example. You know he's not going to die. You know Superman's going to win. But he did a really good job of making Zod look like he was going to win. And this movie, because you know where she goes and what happens, there that threat is not there, in my opinion. So that it hurts it in that regard. So that's where I agree. Like, I don't know. I'm not a big prequel fan in general. This is essentially a prequel to a bunch of other movies. If this came out chronologically where it takes place in the MCU, I think it would have been not amazing, but way better.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because this is like right after Civil War in the timeline. Yeah, because the Sokovia thing.
Yeah,
we got the other ones in jail. So essentially this is happening almost at the same time as Civil War, pretty much, like right after. If this would have came out then, it would have been awesome. People would have been way more affected by Black Widow's death in Endgame. And you're right. So in that regard, that's a con for me. I do too think, you know, the timing was weird. Now, taking that out, I thought the movie was very well made. The villain thing, you know what? They definitely changed Taskmaster. But I will say this. Taskmaster is not a villain that anyone cares about. You know what I mean? Like, this is the perfect villain to do that with. Imagine if they took like
Thanos,
Thanos or something like that and made it like a totally different person.
Yeah.
That people might get irked.
Yeah.
I don't know of any diehard Taskmaster fans. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, he's like a minor villain. So good on them. I thought it worked for the storyline. I will say I saw it coming. I know exactly who that is. And I was definitely right.
I totally agree with you. When I was watching this movie, they kept hinting it. I'm like, oh my God, is it going to be this person? Yeah. And once they revealed it, I was like, yes. Yeah. Foreshadow.
Did like the execution of Taskmaster. I thought they got it right as far as the powers, the look.
Yeah, it looked great.
Cool. Yeah. I will say the final fight, a little disappointing. Like, it's like 10 seconds long between Taskmaster and Black Widow when they're in the field. It's very short and it ends very quickly. Now, I think they could have dragged it out a little bit, just that fight, but that's just me. But I did like the, and the other reason I knew it is because in the beginning, they give a credit to an actor who I didn't see and I was waiting to see the whole time. And I was like, I know exactly who that actor is going to be. And sure enough, Taskmaster. So there you go. I was like, oh, I knew it. But other than that, I don't have a lot of cons. I think it's a very solid spy movie within the MCU universe. It does feel like a side movie more than a necessity. This is almost like the Solo. You know how Solo for Star Wars or something like that?
Yeah.
Like, it's fine. It's a Star Wars movie, but it's not in the main continuity. This is because it happens, you know, within that time frame. But also there's not a lot of consequences in this for the other movies. Like, right. It's totally separate. And in that regard, it's a good, solid side movie. I would call it like a side movie of the MCU, to be honest.
Yeah, no, I totally agree with you. I mean, and other than that, you're right. It's a total solid. I enjoyed it. I literally enjoyed it. I went in sitting in my couch with low expectations, and I got blown away. I was like, this is actually a movie for me. It's a spy movie. That's what I love. I love my spy movies, and I had my action. I got my spy twist. They showed a little bit of Bond, which I was like, hell yeah. Which I was like, this is pretty cool. But one thing we got to see some cameos, okay? Yeah. So we got to see General Ross, which everyone knows from The Incredible Hulk. And
William Hurt, my guy, Incredible Hulk. Yeah, he's annoying in this series, though. I feel like they
changed him.
And they've underutilized Thunderbolt Ross. Like, he's a way better character than he's been in these movies. I thought he was good in the first Incredible Hulk with Edward Norton.
Yeah,
ever since then, they just use him as like an authority figure, but he don't really do anything. But you're right, he's in there.
Yeah, they show him, and then they show in the post-credit scene. I don't know if you want to talk about it, but I guess we could.
I'll say this. This will be the most heaviest spoiler, I guess, because even though it's not a storyline thing, I know people love their end credit scene. So if you haven't seen it, stop here, fast forward about, I don't know, a minute or two, and you'll get our scores and everything. But yes, you do have a cameo there from Julia Louis-Dreyfus from A Falcon and Winter Soldier. I'll be honest, very let down with this end credit scene. Very let down. Look, I watched that show, but if I didn't, I would have no idea who this person was. It would have no effect on me. I'd be like, who the heck is that? What are they? And so I did watch the show, so I know. But I know there's people who maybe still haven't watched it, and they're going to sit through this, and they're going to get that scene and be like, who's that? You know what I mean? And so I wish they would have used mainline people personally, but I do like what it's hinting at. I will say that.
Yeah, I was very interested. And I'm going to be honest with you. If this is spawning into a Solo movie, okay, that's what I'm going to say. I'm not going to reveal what it is. But if this is the plot of the Solo movie for this character, I'm on board. Because basically, this person is manipulating the situation, and I love it. That's a very Bond villain to do.
Because that character is essentially a bad guy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I was wondering, I asked my buddy who I went to see it with, I said, do you think this will tie into this other character show because they're getting a show on Disney Plus? Or do you think this goes to the movies? If it's a post-credit stinger that is for Disney Plus shows, I don't like that trend. I don't hope it's a thing they keep doing.
I think they will, because remember, Kevin Feige said that all these TV shows and movies will be connecting.
I know that. And I watch the shows. I'm just waiting for Loki to finish so I can watch it. But
same here. Yeah.
But you know, it's like, it's a weird trend. You know, you got all these movies, and I know they're not doing like one big, huge storyline anymore. I feel like it's not that, but I think it's weird if your post-credit scenes in your theatrical movies are for TV shows, personally.
It is, but you know what? We'll find out soon in the coming months. But with that said, Nate, what do you give Black Widow from 2021?
Yeah, so Black Widow, I'll say better than I thought it was going to be. I had seen a lot of mixed reviews. I'll say mixed. I've seen as people give it as low as 6 out of 10 some people all the way up 9.5. Like, people loved it, or they, I didn't see too many hate. So that was good. But I saw a lot of, I enjoyed it. I liked it. I'm going to give it an 8 out of 10. Or a 4 out of 5 on your 5 scale, but 8 out of 10 for me. I enjoyed it.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. I'm with you. I've read a lot of mixed reviews, 6, 10s, and 3s, and I'm okay with it. You know why? Because I give it a 3.5. I really like this movie. I think it's a good movie. It's not great. It's not perfect, but it's a movie that I will be purchasing on 4K to put on my shelf. Because I will be watching this more, because I do like the little sister. I think for me, I'm more drawn to her and in her action. Mm-hmm. And one of the scenes that I thought was funny, when she was making fun of her with the poses.
That was hilarious.
She's like, you're a poser.
you're literally a poser.
Yeah.
And then when she does it, and she's like, she's all grossed out. Yeah, that was, she's great. Florence Pugh. Yeah. If you haven't seen a lot of Florence Pugh, if you guys are watching this and you're not familiar with her work, get familiar. She's awesome. She was in Fighting With My Family. She played Paige, the wrestler. She's been in a few things. Midsummer, that's where most people know her from. But she's a great actress. She's gorgeous. She's young. She's only in her like early to mid 20s. So they could use her for a lot of movies, which is good.
Yeah.
Get used to her. She's great.
Yeah. But look, with that said, guys, those are our scores for Black Widow. Again, guys, let us know in the comments below. What did you think of Black Widow from 2021? Did you like it? Did you hate it? Did you wish it was longer? It was 2 hours and 25 minutes, this movie. Do you wish it was 2 hours and 45 minutes? A movie. Did you want to see more Rachel Wentz? Which I did want to see more of her in the movie. I did want to see more because I did kind of like when she put on the suit. I was like, when she was fighting, I went, whoa, got a little mix of the Mummy Returns.
Both of the parents' characters were great. I think they were in it just enough, but I feel like Black Widow was in it. Like, Natasha was not in it. She's in it, most of it. But her story arc is just okay. I was more interested in everyone else, to be honest.
I agree with you. And I think the fact that we know that she died, we didn't care. I think that's why we didn't care much for her
story. It hurts the film a bit. It really does.
It does. The only thing I would have done if I was a writer, I would have concentrated a little bit more starting out the movie with the Red Room. More of the training. I felt like we didn't get that much in this. Actually, we didn't get none of that in this movie. We just got a lot of hints on it.
That's the thing. I almost forgot to say my cons.
Yeah, yeah.
For her, they don't give enough. I feel like there's so much more backstory to her that they don't do. Like, it's all said. You know, like, oh, this is what was happening to me and this is how I got out of it and this is why. But they don't show it. And I feel like they could have really shown more. And also, like, the whole thing about the red in the ledger and them going to Budapest and all that kind of stuff. And when you find out what that is and what it means, slightly underwhelming. I get it, but slightly underwhelming. I thought it would be more, to be honest. I thought it would be more. I thought they could have done more.
I agree. And I mean, so for someone like me, I love seeing a lot of the origins. And I felt like with this movie, I did wanted to see more of the training with the kids and what do they go through, like them taking away the origin. Like, you don't have to show it. You could just see them going into a room and it locks and it's just... like the name of what's going to happen, the procedure room or something. And you kind of put two to two together. But we didn't get that.
Also, for us as the action movie guys, something, I don't know if you knew this. I knew it right away when I saw her. But the young Black Widow, young Natasha, the daughter of an action movie director and an action movie star. That is the daughter of director Paul W.S. Anderson and Mila Jovovich. She was the, go back and watch it again. Yeah. She looks like Mila Jovovich when she's younger. So maybe a future action star. She has a little scene with a gun. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
She should be like her mom and play Resident Evil.
She's Alice.
Movies. Yeah.
Young Alice. No, that's actually pretty cool. But again, guys, thank you so much for checking out this review. Again, if you enjoyed this review, please hit that like button. If you don't, hit the dislike. We don't care. Just hit
tell us in the comments what you think about the movie.
Yeah. pretty much. I might get ripped apart, most likely. But yeah, who cares?
You gave it a 7 or 3.5.
Yeah, I did, right? Again, subscribe to the channel. If you're new to the channel, hit the like button. If you enjoyed this review, hit those notification bells so every time reviews drop, because we're going to have tons of reviews, whether it's martial arts, horror, action, it's going to be
action,
shown. Action. Life for Action Jackson. And movies. You guys will be notified. Till then, I'm your host, Alex Figueroa, and that is
Nate from Nateflix Reviews.
Be awesome to each other and geek out.